Hi, everybody. I am going to tell you a couple of things. One, I've been getting some really cool pictures about the Spirit Week. So I got some t-shirt pictures and I got some pajama pictures. And today is Crazy Socks Day. So I have on, I don't know if I can show you real quick, I have on my, these are my Tasmanian Devil socks. And I have my Winnie the Pooh sock on the other foot. So I have a mismatch of Winnie the Pooh and Tasmanian Devil. So those are fun. So if you have crazy socks, send me a picture and we'll, or you can tag it onto Facebook, whatever you want to do. Okay. As always, I'm going to start with a joke. This one is, where do you take someone who's been injured in a peekaboo game? And I'll let you think for a minute, and then I'm going to tell you the answer. The answer is to the ICU. ICU is the intensive care unit, but ICU is the peekaboo game. So anyway, fun thing. All right, back to our book. So, Arcade and the Triple T Token. And again, I have to tell you that it is written by Rashad Jennings. And I am reading it with permission from Zondervan, which is a division of HarperCollins. So we know that for some reason, Arcade has this token. And the last time we were here, he was thinking about a rodeo. And then all of a sudden, he and his sister got transported to a rodeo. So something really strange is happening. So now they're having dinner with his parents. Their parents, and he says, oh, phew, my sister to the rescue again. But Mom reached over and tapped me on the hand. I want to hear how your day went, Arcade. Uh-oh, she can always tell when I'm holding back information. It's best not to make eye contact. Well, it started with me dropping a large book on my face. She peered over the top of her glasses at me. Reading in bed again? Uh-huh. She reached for a drink glass. Well, that's fine with me as long as you don't end up with a concussion. She took a sip of lemonade. How was school? Did you get my note? Dad interrupted. Okay, here goes. Answer him straight and get it over with. Yeah, I did. And you were right about hanging on, Dad. Being a new kid in school is a crazy ride. I don't know if I'm enjoying it just yet. But you didn't have any bone-crushing defeats, right? My sister began to choke on her lemonade. Bone-crushing? Bone-crushing? Birds are annoying creatures. So their bird repeated that. No, see? I held up my arms and twisted them around. All in one piece. I turned to my sister. Ever think of trading Milo in for a hamster? Ha! How about friends? Did you meet any new friends? Mom was not going to give up till I gave her some real answers. I met some people. Well, you know, Doug, he was already my friend. He and a couple of girls, Amber and Bailey, ended up on a team project with me. And there's this big, funny guy who scratches all the time who seems interesting. I'll probably try to talk to him on Monday. Mom sighed. Well, good. That all sounds promising. Not bad for starting at a new school at the end of March. You got the hardest day out of the way. Dad gave me a quick pat on the shoulder. Good job, Arcade. It should be a breeze from here. He got up and wiped his mouth with a napkin. Sorry, family, I gotta go. Tonight's show is a packed house. I hate that Dad has to work on Friday nights now. I know he loves what he's doing, but we used to get pizza, play football outside till dark, and then watch movies together as a family on Fridays. This new schedule just doesn't make sense. As soon as that thought came into my brain, my pocket heated up where I was holding my chain with the token. Mom leaned back in her chair. Okay, whose turn is it to do the dishes? Mine, Zoe and I yelled at the same time. And now we're on chapter 6, Token Secrets. Zoe rinsed and I loaded the dishwasher, and we only talked when the water was going full blast so no one could hear, especially Milo. Arcade, you have to find that old lady and give her that token back. Why? 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 Because we almost got killed by a bull today, that's why. But we didn't, I pointed to my chin. And look, no bruise. How did that happen? Zoe kept the water on but stopped rinsing to face me. Oh, sure, you're sounding all brave now. But you were screaming and crying like a baby, and you know it. Okay, yeah, I was freaking out. But now that I look back on it, it wasn't so bad. Oh, s'il vous plaît, Zoe grabbed me by my elbow and wouldn't let go until she escorted me upstairs into my room. This is serious business, Arcade. I don't know what's going on, but we have to get a handle on it. Can I see the token? She held out her hand, waiting for me to just drop it right in. Instead, I took it out of my pocket and put it around my neck and let her hold it as it dangled from my chain. She examined the front of it carefully. What do you suppose the three T's connected together mean? I pulled back and let out a nervous laugh. I don't know. Totally terrific treasure? She let go of the token and frowned. Or it could mean transport to trouble. Ah, Zoe, I can't believe that. Well, how do you explain today? We were transported to trouble. Arcade, you have to promise me that you won't use that thing to go anywhere without me. She shook her index finger. I hate it when she does that. Use it? I don't even know how it works. I'm still not even sure what happened. Then leave it here. Hide it. Zoe walked over to my dresser, opened the top drawer and looked in. Dude, you should fold your underwear. I ran over to the drawer and shoved it closed. Hey, don't judge. I have a system. She giggled. Okay, sorry. But whatever you do, don't take that thing to school with you again. Zoe paced the room. She started thinking out loud, going back and forth between French and English. Arcade, did the old woman say anything to you after she gave you the token? I moved a few books over so I could sit down on my bed. Yeah, she said two words. Zoe plunked down next to me. What did she say? She said, happy travels. Happy? Yeah, happy. So that's what we gotta go. That's where we gotta go. Go where? Wherever this little token takes us. And so now we're on chapter 7. Weekend welcome. First thing Sunday morning, I got a call from my cousin Derek. Hey, Arcade, when you moving back to Virginia? Very funny, Derek. My cousin is the same age as me, and we've been best friends pretty much since birth. And that's another reason why I hated this move to New York. Derek and I used to hang out constantly, but now we just call and once in a while do a face chat. I can't hang with the idea that you won't be coming to my basketball games this season. You're my best cheerleader. Derek is right. I jump up and down and make a bunch of goofy noises and throw my hands in the air like I just don't care. I know. I'm sorry. So, did you go and get some new friends to hang out with and forget about me? Nah, I'd never do that. Then what are you going to do today? Going to the library. I had to leave 23 books there because now we walk and take the subway instead of using a car, and I couldn't carry them all. So I have to go visit them. And I'm hoping to see a little old lady about a mysterious token. Derek laughed. Man, you gotta get yourself a rolling suitcase. Anyway, I'm glad you're still learning all kinds of stuff. You're gonna have to tutor me so I can get into college. Dude, you gotta pass the sixth grade first. Hey, it could happen. I only got a few weeks left, and I moved my D average up to a C minus. Oh. You know, if you started doing all your homework, that would help. But it's not fun without you. Well, just try. And hey, Derek, I have a question. Is this about the stop sign again? Not this time. It has to do with a big project we're working on at school. Oh, cool. I get to help you with your school for a change. Yeah, do you know what you want to be when you grow up? Aw, man, that's easy. NBA point guard. Anything else? I don't know. Maybe a vet. I like animals. Something in the medical field. That would work. Hey, Derek, can I call you back later? Oh, so you're gonna go hang out with all your new friends now? Nah, I told you, I'm going to the library to work on this project. You just gave me an idea. Okay, then. But call me later, okay? I will. Okay, later, dude. Later. A veterinarian. That would be a good thing to be. Then if Loopy ever got sick, I could fix him. I threw on my weekend clothes, basketball shorts, and a tank top. But then I changed my mind and put on a t-shirt with a high collar so I could hide the triple T. I ran downstairs where Mom and Zoe were having scones for breakfast. Well, look at you all bright-eyed and prickly like a cute little pufferfish. Zoe puffed out her cheeks, but I could see your eyes searching my neck for the token and chain. Mom, can I go to the library? Mom wiped a few scone crumbs from her lips with a napkin. The library doesn't open till 10 o'clock. Did you already read the three books you checked out last time? I approached the kitchen table and grabbed a scone. Almost. And if you could lend me a rolling suitcase, this time I can bring a bunch more home on the subway. Mom leaned back and sighed. I'm glad you like reading, Arcade, but really? A suitcase? I think it's a pretty clever idea, Zoe said. And I'll go with him if it's okay with you, Mom. I have some studying to do myself. Zoe glanced over at me and raised an eyebrow. No, she doesn't. She wants to find the lady who gave me the token. Mom checked her watch. Well, I've got some work to do, and your father won't be up for a few hours, so it's okay with me. By the time you get there, they'll almost be open. Awesome. Thanks, Mom. Do you have that suitcase? I was almost sorry I asked when she returned from the upstairs storage closet, wheeling a lime green suitcase with white daisies all over it. What is that? I guess I was expecting a black one, like everyone else has. Zoe grabbed her belly and bent over, laughing. That's perfect. I squinted at the sight of the bright suitcase. Are you sure this is the only one you've got? Mom put her hand over her mouth, but I could see her big smile. No, but the others are in the bedroom closet with clothes in them that still need to be unpacked. I don't want to wake up your father. So if you want all those books today, you'll have to go with this one. I turned to Zoe. Do you have a rolling suitcase I can borrow? And there's a picture of the suitcase. So she laughed some more. You want mine with the mermaids all over it? I reached out and grabbed the suitcase handle. Daisies it is. We finished up our scones, Zoe got dressed, and we headed out toward the subway to go to the library. And of course, this was the first day I ran into the Tollies in the neighborhood. Hey, look, it's that Arcade kid. Hey, Arcade. The Tollies were hanging out at the bottom step of an apartment just three doors down and across the street. Please, God, don't let them live there. That's so close. A nicely groomed older boy stood a couple of steps up from the Tollies, leaning on the railing. He spotted us and came jogging over to Zoe. Hi, Zoe. I didn't know you lived right here. Zoe pushed some of her long black hair behind her ear. Yes, this is my house, and this is my little brother, Arcade. The boy reached his hand out to shake mine. Hello, Arcade. I'm Michael Tolley. He didn't look at all like the other two Tollies. I tried to keep from staring. He didn't have a wrinkle anywhere on his clothes, and he was wearing a polo shirt and dress shorts on a Saturday. Hey, Arcade, your parents kick you out of the house? Nice suitcase. I glanced over to see one of the Tolley twins throw a basketball up in the air, grab it, and then spin it around his thick waist a couple of times. Michael turned, Casey, and that's all he said. Casey, and the Tolley brothers with the basketball shut up and sat down. Don't worry about my brothers, Michael said. They have yet to learn how to properly greet new people to the neighborhood. And then he looked a little closer at the suitcase. Just curious. Where are you two going with such a cheery suitcase? Zoe grinned. Library. My brother and I like books. And we're going to use this to carry them home. Michael crossed his arms and put one hand up on his chin. That's genius. I've often found myself with the same problem. I'm going to try it next time I go to the library. Would you like to join us today? Zoe asked. But then she shot me a funny glance like, oops, maybe I shouldn't have asked. I'd like to, Michael said, but I'm waiting for a ride to take me to a voice lesson. That's why I'm dressed up a little bit. You sing? I couldn't shake the shock that this boy was related to the other two Tollies. Yes, I sing tenor in the choir. I'm getting a little extra training from Trista's mom. She's an opera singer. Trista? Zoe's eyes widened. I met a Trista at school yesterday. Right then, a car rolled down the street, and a girl with long, black, curly hair reached out the back window and waved. Hey, Michael, ready to go? Hey, Zoe, great to see you. Both Michael and Zoe waved to the girl. Yep, that's her, Michael said. Trista's my girlfriend. We're working on a duet together to sing at the choir festival next month. Zoe kept her smile, but now it looked forced. She took a few steps back. Well, we better be going. I hope you have a good practice. Michael smiled back at Zoe. And I hope you fill that suitcase full of interesting books. I'd like to see them later on. And then he ran into the street, jumped into the back seat with Trista, and the car sped off. Zoe grabbed the suitcase handle. Let's get out of here, she said, taking long strides. Have a nice vacation, one of the Tollies' brothers yelled, and then they both laughed. Zoe, wait up! Why are you walking so fast? I was out of breath and I hadn't even rounded the second corner yet. Zoe kept her eyes on the sidewalk. Time is precious, Arcade. Don't you want to be there right when they open? I pushed my glasses up onto the sweaty bridge of my nose. Well, yeah, but it's only 9:15, and if you keep this up at this cheetah pace, we're going to be early. Zoe stopped and frowned. She reached for the back of my neck and pinched the token chain between her fingers. You were supposed to leave this in your systematic underwear drawer, remember? But if we see the lady at the library, we can ask her about it. Zoe sighed loudly. Okay, then let's go. She took off again, and I struggled to keep up. Hey, how come you're grouchy all of a sudden? I'm not grouchy, Arcade. And if you wouldn't understand if I told you. You got that right. Older sisters don't make a lot of sense sometimes. The token under my shirt heated up just then. And neither do little brothers. But we're all we've got in this crazy new town, so we'll have to make the best of it. We reached the subway entrance and Zoe walked around in a circle. Do you think the doors are still here? I made the door opening gesture with my hands. Nothing happened. Maybe yesterday was just a dream. I squinted, hoping to see glitter in the distance, but there was none. Maybe this whole move to New York City is a nightmare, Zoe added. And with that, she dragged the bright daisy-colored suitcase down the steps and into the subway. Chapter 9, Tolly Triangle, Tolly Triangle. There's nothing more exciting than standing at the doors of an about-to-open library. I always head for the new arrival shelves first, so I can be the first person to crack open a new book, sniff the paper and print aroma, and then check it out before anyone else has a chance. Where did you say you saw the lady? Zoe asked as we passed by the circulation desk. She was in the kids section, travel. I pointed in the direction of Mrs. Weckel's desk. Okay, I'm going over there. Zoe held up the suitcase handle and I grabbed it from her. I want to check new arrivals first, but I'll meet you there soon. Zoe took off to the right and passed the aquarium that separates the kids and adult sections. I stayed straight and wheeled a daisy suitcase over to see where the new books would jump into it. New York City, a coffee table tour, was the first to catch my eye. I pulled it off the shelf. Oof, you're heavy. I could bench press the book a few times a day and gain major muscles from that 3-week checkouts period. I carried it over to one of the reading desks and thumped the book down. I pulled up a chair and sat down, opened the book to the center, put my nose in and took a whiff. Ah, can't beat that, I whiffed again. So tell me, I said to the book, what's the big deal about New York? But before I could learn one single fact, someone sat down next to me and interrupted my tour. "Hey, Arcade," the huge mass whispered. "I thought I'd find you here." It was Atoli. And not the older, smarter one, but was it only one? I thought these scruffy guys came in a pair. I tried to appear friendly and flashed a grin. "Hello." Atoli placed his elbow on the table and rested his head in his hand. "Hey, I need help, and you're the smartest dude in our class." "How do you know that? You just met me." Atoli looked around. "You're here, right? Smart people hang out at the libraries." "All right, plus, I can just tell." "But you're here too," I replied, hoping compliments kept Tolly's nice and calm. "Only because I followed you." Tolly pushed me in the shoulder, and I had to ditch Casey, which wasn't easy. So this one was Kevin. "How can I help you, Kevin?" He put his hand on the back of my neck and squeezed. "Well, you see, Arcade, I don't know what to do for my class project. I don't know what jobs are out there, and I don't know how to pick one to do a display on." "Okay, maybe I could help with this." I leaned away from Kevin, which loosened his gorilla grip on my neck. "Well, you've come to the right place." I put my hand up and swept it around the library. "We can talk to Mrs. Weckles. She can help you find anything." And Kevin grabbed my wrist. "You don't understand. I need you to do the project for me. And I want to be the best one in the class so my team will win. In exchange for your hard work, I'll make sure no ugly rumors get started about you at school." I grimaced. Who would start ugly rumors about me? Yeah, who would do a terrible thing like that? He laughed with a sinister grin. "Great. So," Kevin continued, "it looks like we have a deal. You know the first part of the project is due in 2 weeks. I'll need my job title, education, special training requirements, and a rough sketch of my amazing display. You got that?" I shook my head. "But I have my own project to do." Kevin slapped his hand down hard on the table, and several library patients shushed him. "So you better get started." And then he got up and walked out of the library like he didn't have a care in the world. I, on the other hand, now had a major problem. My mind began playing out different scenarios. I could do two projects, but I also wanted a life. And what kind of job could a big, mean guy like Kevin Tolley be good at anyway? I ticked through the possibilities. Linebacker? Dog catcher? A bouncer? I was hitting it dead on the head. How bad of a rumor could he start about me anyway? Arcade, I jumped a little. Zoe put her hands up and stepped back. "Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. I didn't see a little old lady anywhere near the travel section, but I did find a French cookbook, and now I'm going to check the adult travel section." "Okay. Hey, what's the matter?" I glanced over at the library entrance. Thankfully, Kevin Tolley was long gone. "Nothing, I'm fine. I found this huge book about New York City. Maybe it'll tell me why we only have one park." Zoe rolled her eyes and knocked on my head. "Hello? We have more than one park, Arcade. Central Park is just the biggest one." I laid the suitcase on the floor and unzipped it. "Well, good. I'll find out all about it because I'm checking this one out." Zoe placed her French cookbook on top of the New York book. I zipped up the suitcase. "I'm going to go read in the kids section. I'll meet you over there." Zoe helped me lift the suitcase to the standing position. "Try not to overload and break this thing on its first trip to the library. The New York book must weigh 50 pounds. I wheeled Daisy over to my favorite reading spot in the kids section, a couch that was almost hidden to a wall by computers. I can usually fit myself in a stack of books right next to me, but as I approached, I saw that there would be no room for books. Kevin Tolley had returned, and he was sitting on my couch. "Hey, Arcade, I thought I might find you here. Doug said you were a bookworm." He gestured to me to come over to sit down next to him. I gulped. He started laughing. that suitcase, dude. Couldn't you have picked one with dragons on it or something tough like that? It's my mom's, I said, and I wedged myself into the tight spot left on the couch. He whispered in my ear, I ditched Kevin so I could find you and tell you something really important, but you have to promise not to tell him anything about this talk, okay? Oh, no, this is Casey. Casey rested his elbow on my shoulder and the odor from his armpit nearly knocked me over. You and I are going to be secret partners on this sixth grade project. I know you're not on the same team, but we can still work together, right? I'm a great builder, so this is what I figure. You can do all the research and writing for me, and I'll build whatever you come up with for my display. So at least Casey was a twin with a talent. I told him the same thing I tried to tell Kevin, but I already have my own project to do. Casey flicked my glasses, making them sit crooked on my face. Yeah, but you're smart. You'll have time for two. And oh yeah, I want mine to be the best so that my team wins. In exchange for all your hard work, I'll make sure none of your stuff gets ripped off at school. Who's gonna rip off my stuff at school? Casey shrugged. I know, right? I mentally ticked off possible jobs for Casey. Spy, demolitionist, deodorant tester. I think we've got some stuff due in a couple of weeks. Just pick me a job and write up how much school I need for it. I'll build a 3D model of the display that you design. That ought to get me a good grade on the first part. Casey gave me a noogie and then stood up next to my suitcase. Got that? Got it, I said with a heavy sigh. I better go. I'm sure Kevin's out looking for me. Hey, at least I know he'd never come in here. And then Casey Toley ran out of the library. I stood and walked in a daze to the only person I knew who could help me in a moment like this, Mrs. Weckles. Well, hello, Arcade. How are you doing today? I heard you're attending PS23. I work there part-time, you know. Is that your suitcase? She pointed over to Daisy in the corner by the couch. I nodded. Well, yes, I'm using it. It's my mom's. I need to fill it with books about jobs, as many jobs as possible. Please? I have some big year-end projects to finish. I mean, one year-end project. It has to do with what I want to be when I grow up. Mrs. Weckles cracked a huge smile. You should be a librarian when you grow up, Arcade. Then you can hang out with all these books all the time. And you can help kids with their projects. I'm running out of time. It says I have 10 more minutes. Okay. Help them with their projects. I like helping people, but I don't like being bullied into it. Mrs. Weckles checked a couple of things on her computer and then got up from her desk. So let's see about those books. Follow me over to the career section and bring your suitcase. Mrs. Weckles to the rescue. With her on my side, maybe, just maybe, there was hope for me and the Toley brothers. I'm going to keep reading just a little bit more. Chapter 9, Monday Morning Madness. I read up on all the jobs all weekend, and I put together two lists, one for Team 1 and a secret list for the Toleys. And today I had a mission, decide by the end of the day if I was going to do their projects for them or risk having ugly rumors spread about me and all my stuff ripped off. Dad's morning note didn't help much with the decision. Happy morning, Arcade. Glad you're meeting new people. Always remember when choosing who to hang out with, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. And that's from Proverbs, and it said, love, Dad. I've read that Bible verse before, and I agreed with the wisdom. Friends help friends become better people. So how would I find friends like that here in New York? Especially when I was being forced to hang out with the Toley twins. Zoe, what does your note say? I didn't even wait for her to read it to me. I just snatched it off the table and read it out loud. Hey, Zoe, I pray today will be filled with blessings. And always remember, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a time of adversity. Love ya, Dad. Fuck! Adversity? Milo, you don't even know what adversity means. I scratched my head. I'm not sure I do either. The bird repeats everything. Zoe came over and showed me her phone screen. She had pulled up an online dictionary because, of course, her phone doesn't have any restrictions. The definition of adversity: difficulties, trouble, hardship. See, I told you, fish breath. We're stuck. We're stuck together. Zoe, what's wrong with your knee? She looked down. Nothing's wrong with my knee. I lifted my big New York book from the coffee table and pushed it to the back of her leg, right where the knee bends. Her knee gave out and she had to catch herself so she wouldn't tumble on the floor. It was hilarious. Boy, is he a brother. A brother is an adversity, she snarled and chased me out the door and down the steps of our brownstone, where Doug sat waiting for us to walk to school with us. On the way to the subway, I wondered if I should tell Zoe about the Tollies and their threats, but I never had the chance because Doug was talking my ear off about careers in the food industry. Grocery store manager, food inspector, nutritionist, the possibilities are endless, but I want my display to be fun. So I'm thinking about hot dog stand owner or a pastry chef. I want to have some good food to give out. Hey, I could be the cake boss of PS23. Doug, do you even know how to bake a cake? He looked at me funny. Do I know how to bake a cake? That's what I asked. No, but that's just details, right? Details are important, Doug. Without them, nothing makes sense. Right then, the token started to burn my chest. Ouch! I grabbed the chain and pulled it out of the front of my shirt. I'm getting real tired of this, I said to no one in particular. What are you getting tired of? Doug stepped in close to me and examined the token. It was flashing, making his eyes glow. Nice! Did you get that in your cereal box this morning? Oh no, Zoe gasped and tightened her backpack straps. We don't have time for this. Arcade, we have to go to school. And then glitter dropped from the sky, or at least it looked like glitter. Doug looked up. Are those donut sprinkles? He stuck his tongue out and caught a few. Whoa, they are sprinkles. Hey, is this some kind of a TV prank? Are there cameras hiding somewhere? Doug ran around a bit, but found nothing but more sprinkles. This is cool, man. So, the glitter is starting, but it's sprinkles. And they're about to go on their next adventure. Yay. So I'm going to end it there in terms of my recording.